This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi's an angry man. Ted Johnson was an angry man with me yesterday, Michael, because we had a little fight about the Patriots, the schedule release, predictions on how good they're going to be. I was bringing up there seems to be too many 10
wins. I won the fight. But
well, you're the big former NFL player, so you should win the fight. Are the Patriots overrated right now? Is there a little too much optimism for a team that has had a boatload of changes? Are they really this bet the over playoff caliber 10-win football team that everybody seems to be promoting them?
Yeah, you know, I almost called in yesterday. I almost staged an intervention. I didn't like to see two of my guys going at it like that. I was a little concerned that, you know, there might be a brouhaha after during one of the commercial breaks. But I like it. Yeah, I think there is a little bit too much here. Like,
nice.
Can I remind? I want to remind people of a couple things, and this is not to be wet blanket because I think we can all agree that they are vastly improved in the coaching staff, and they have done a. The roster, while still flawed, is better than it was last year, right? We can agree on that.
Yep. Yeah.
However, let's talk about this for a second. I just want to go from left to right on your offensive line. Short-armed rookie tackle with a historical short wingspan. You don't have a left guard right now. You're going to throw like 5 different bodies at it and hope one sticks. By the way, none of them have been able to stick during their various appearances over the last couple of years. Your center last year, Garrett Bradbury, was one of the worst in the National Football League in Minnesota. They caught him at the age of 29. Your right guard got paid an absorbent amount of money, showed up to camp out of shape, had his worst season by far. And your right tackle, who we all love, Morgan Moses, leader, great guy, his body's been breaking down the last 2 years. So I don't know that I can bet on him for 17 games either. So that's just your offensive line. But we're talking about 11, 12, some people, 13 wins. Let's take a deep breath. Let's relax. Let's remember that they won 4 games last year, 4 games the year before, and, you know, 7, 8, 9 wins, based on where they've been, would be awesome. Anything beyond that, I mean, look, anything can happen, but I'm not willing to go there just yet. No way.
Yeah, Mike, I was actually watching a clip from your All 32 podcast with Will Parkinson, and the clip headline was, Giardi says, pump the brakes on the Patriots being so vastly improved, and the first thought I had was, oh boy, Andy's going to be happy about this one.
Smart man.
Really, yeah. You guys really are twinning on all these fronts, but I hear you.
Twos.
Yep.
Yeah, well done, Ted.
We're like Noah's Ark. We're going to get on in two.
Yeah, yeah. Two idiots for every one bad take. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I'm very optimistic as well, but I understand what you guys are presenting. I wanted to ask, Tom Curran had made a point about a renewed sense of urgency and a greater uptick in energy in meeting rooms, at rookie minicamp and everywhere. Have you been able to sort of like feel that, or do you get that same sense that he has, that now everyone is taking this extra serious and also confidence is building down at Foxborough?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, because I think people saw and have talked to other people, and now you have some people that were there with Mike Vrabel in previous stops who say, like, this is who he's what he's about. Like, when he tells you this, he truly means it. It's not something he says, and then 6 weeks from now, he's going to change his mind and do something completely different, like, say, last year's coach did. This is entirely, we're building a program here. We know how to build a program. We built a winner in Tennessee. Yes, the roster started to decline. They started to lose games at the end, which is one of the reasons why he's not there anymore. But, like, there was a plan in place, and they built the roster. They paid some of their own guys who deserved extensions. There's all those sorts of things. So I think there is a new energy, and there's clearly a direction. They know what they're going to be, or at least they know what they want to be, and they've already started working on that for whenever they open the season.
Michael, just, you know, after you took a big, hot, steamy dump on the offensive line, I just want to, you know, in what you think maybe their chances of having a playoff run this year, I'm curious just your thoughts on Drake May. Like, what you think, because I feel like a lot of my optimism in this year is not only just the upgrades into different positions, but I just think there's going to be a huge kind of leap for Drake May. A lot of fans are kind of down on him or don't believe. Are you a believer in Drake May? Like, what is your overall take on him, and do you think he is going to have a big leap in his second year?
I think he needs to have a big leap. I think there were certainly plenty of good things that we saw last year, moments where you're like, oh, absolutely, franchise quarterback. And then, you know, there was a lot of reasons why he only won one game from start to finish. You know, I know his record says three wins, but those games were finished by somebody else. There needs to be some more maturity in his game. He's got to figure out when he needs to say screw it and just wing it. And then the other times where it's got to be sort of, hey, let's reel this back in. It's okay to take a 4-yard check down. You know, we didn't get the first down, but an interception's worse than a punt in this spot. Like, those sorts of things. And when we talked to him, whatever that was, 2 weeks ago, I swear to you, as he was talking, I was hearing Josh McDaniels. And I didn't hear – he vacillated last year, you know, when it came to the turnovers. Like, you know, I got to be better at that. And then in the same boat, he'd be like, you know, but that's me. That's who I am. That's what I do. He didn't give you any of that. It was, hey, I got to cut back on the turnovers. I got to understand that. And that, to me, is Josh McDaniels drilling into his head every day. Like, we got to calculate the risks on this thing. Like, it's okay to punt. It really is. Like, you don't want to, but, like, there are times where a punt versus you holding the ball for 4.5 seconds, getting stripped from behind, and now all of a sudden the other team's got the ball in our territory, and, you know, in a one-score game, you can't have that happen.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, joining us on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, a little earlier, I got my pom-poms out, and it won't get re-aggregated or as much attention as me calling the Patriots overrated did, but I talked about Christian Barmore and Milton Williams and those guys needing to be the $200 million foundation, probably not just of the defensive front or the defense, but really the whole team. You know, you invest that kind of money in a couple of young, versatile athletes. I feel like this team should sort of feed off of them. Are those guys good enough to do that? And if I asked you for a couple other spots you feel really confident about, what would those spots be in addition to maybe D-tackle?
I think that's the key, Andy. I think I think it was smart to get Milton, because he was the best player out there. And, you know, a lot of teams are trying to win that way. A lot of teams want that disruptive interior player. You had it in Christian 2 years ago. Now we obviously know with the blood clots and the recurrence of the blood clots and, you know, however that goes. But if you can get those two guys next to each other, and I expect Milton Williams to be good because I think it's just in his DNA. I think it's the way he works. You can hear the stories from Philadelphia. Like, I know he didn't play more than 50% of the snaps. He didn't have to. He's going to have to do that here. But, like, I still think he's going to be a really good football player, and the arrow's pointed up. If you can get Barmore back to something close of the Christian Barmore from 2 years ago, and I like the way he looked yesterday when we talked to him. We met with him for the first time since the recurrence, and he looks a little bit leaner. You know, he didn't want to say he's confident that he's going to play, confident that he's not going to have a recurrence of the blood clots. He wouldn't say why he was confident. So, like, you know, I understand you don't want to reveal too many details, but, like, I'd like to know that, the why you're so confident. But if you get those two guys, all of a sudden you look at your edge guys. You look at your edge guys, right, and you say, you know, I don't love the edge guys unless Swinson really comes on or Landry has a throwback year. But, like, oh, if those guys are demanding that much attention inside, that means a lot of single blocks on the outside. Those guys should be able to win from time to time, and you'd be a lot better.
Mike, I believe it was Phil Perry who said that so far the most impressive of all the rookies have been Will Campbell and, surprisingly, Craig Woodson, the fourth-round safety out of California. Any other rookie observations you have, and would you concur with your colleague?
I mean, I've heard some things from the coaching staff on some of these guys, but, like, we saw them for about 3 minutes the other day. You know, we got to see a one OTA, rookie mini camp, whatever it was. Like, I can't make any judgments off that. I know people. Some people will or can. I don't feel like I saw enough to make any, like, oh my goodness, like, put you know, bet money on this guy. The stock is high on this guy. Like, I'm not there yet. Let's see OTAs on Tuesday. Let's see a couple more practices before you say, hey, like, you know what? This guy looks like he's tracking to be something this year that maybe you didn't think he was going to be. So I don't want to do that. But I think, look, I think I've been calling for 2 years of turning over half this roster. Like, this roster needed to be turned over. They drafted 11 guys. And if you look at the guys, 10 of the 11 are making the team. Kobe Miner is probably the one guy, maybe not. We'll see. You know, maybe he's a practice squad guy. And then you bring in 14 undrafted free agents. 14 free agents, and then, like, a crap ton of undrafted free agents. You really have gotten to the point, again, when you look at the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Free agents say sign, same thing. It's like 12 or 13 of those guys are making the team. So you're at the point where you're dramatically turning over the roster, and I think you've done it in generally a really smart and good way. So you should be – this is the reason for optimism, right? Like, this is the reason why maybe some people are talking about 11, 12 wins, and maybe they should pump the brakes on that, but, like, they'll be better. They have to be.
Wow, unbelievable. Hey, Mike.
I got
just all this. Whatever. But hey, Mike, I know you love schedule release videos, and you probably want to would love to tell me your favorites, but let's hold off until next time we talk on that. And let me just get your thoughts on just the schedule. Like any impressions for the Patriots schedule, anything jump out or that you found interesting in the Patriots schedule this year?
I mean, I certainly think it's nice to have three of the first four at home. I definitely find that to be beneficial, although I don't think it's as easy as some people would say. You know, just look at Vegas. Like, hey, they have a new coach who's pretty good too, and Pete Carroll. They have a quarterback who came in here with Seattle last year and tore you a new one. Like, that won't be an easy game. Just as you're going to be sort of a mystery to them, they're going to be a mystery to you. But that is a nice way to sort of break in the process before you have that big game in Buffalo in week five. And I think there's that stretch where I want to say from week six through week 13, all but one of those opponents were non-playoff teams last year. So even though some of those games are on the road, again, there's an opportunity there. It does feel like getting, you know, the late bye. I can't stand it. I feel, you know, it's terrible. You're all beat up anyway, but you're going to make these guys go 13 straight games before you get your first break. And it's I believe that's a Monday nighter. So it's even kind of there's a day less of off time, if you will. I'm sure Mike will probably have to alter it on the back end of that. But, like, that's sort of the things that I came across. And you want to be – if you're going to be in the mix for a postseason spot, you probably got to be in pretty good position going into the bye.
Mike Giardi, before we let you go, I know you've been a bit of a critic of Jaylen Brown over the years, so I'm going to allow you to save face and maybe react to the performance couple nights ago. Thoughts on JB stepping up?
Nice you're giving him an opportunity to recant, maybe.
Yeah, save face.
Okay. Well, no, that's not going to happen, because what he's failing to recall is that how did he look in game four? I mean, game four was one of the worst games he's played. And then there was a game where I tweeted and you got all happy. You're like, about time you learned. It might have been game two. And he kind of crapped the bed in that game too. So, like, hey, great performance. Now, guess what? Go do it again.
And he's going to do it again. You've covered a lot of championships. You smell a championship team here. Is this team still capable of winning it?
No.
Well, all right. Wow. Now it's time for you to go.
Right. No, it's not. Real quick, before we let you go, you know, I'm on Twitter too, Mike. At Teddy J Radio. You can follow me if you'd like.
Ted's begging for you to follow him. I don't follow you on Twitter.
Nope. But I'm not. I don't care.
I don't always follow him in person.
That's a bad job by me. That's a bad job by me.
All right, Mike. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, bud.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, with some very accurate analysis of the Patriots and whether they're overrated.
Two people's opinions.
Very smart people. Maybe a combined, I don't know, 55 years of covering the Patriots between us, something of that nature. And we've seen a team or two. We've seen great. We've seen bad. We've seen everything in between, and we know what we see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.